I am young at any age. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am young at any age. What does it mean to be young at any age? What does it mean to be young? What does it mean to be? What does it mean? I am young at any age. Well, stop and think about it. I would like to remember this joke, but I'm afraid I might not remember it right and mess it up and make you all feel very, very incomplete with it. But the idea was a man wanted some money, and he prayed to God, and he says, "I'd like $1 million. And remember that one? You want to tell it?
Yeah, sure. It's a man was praying to God, and he said, "God, what is time for you?" And God said, "Well, a second is 1 million years." And "Well, God, what is money to you?" And he said,
"A million years is a second."
A million years is a second.
That's the essence of it.
Yeah, 1 million years is a second. And one penny is $1 million. And so the man said, "Oh, please, God, can you give me a penny?" And he said, "Yes, just a second."
Right. Timeless, timelessness, timelessness. You see, to Bill Gates, $1 million is of little concern, although he spends it wisely and he does things wisely. He feels that money is money. But what he feels is that money is not what he's after. He is after utilizing it for whatever purpose pleases him. Now, when you say, "I am young at any age," that means you use your years to please you. You use your years to enjoy all that's going on in life. Now, there are people in history who have done amazing things in a short time. There are people who are young people, and I don't have them at the tip of my tongue, but there are people who are young people who in their young years, like Mozart, for instance, you know, as a young person, he did many marvelous things in a very short time. And he didn't live to be an old age, but in the time that he, in his youth, just staying with his youth, he did many beautiful things. And many others have done many beautiful things. Einstein was not yet 25 when he came up with the theory of relativity. And he came up with four or five separate theories that one year that he recorded and that he, you know, patented or whatever he did to it. And he just was sparkling. Now, why was he sparkling in that one year? Of course, he sparkled in all his years, but why was he so sparkling in that one year that he came up with those beautiful concepts, you know? Okay. He's young at any age. Do you think that Einstein, as he taught his classes in his older years, that he felt that he was an old man? No. He was thinking young thoughts. He was thinking dynamic thoughts. Now, perhaps we should rearrange the word young and have it be vital. I am vital at any age. Now, does that sound good?
Yeah.
I am vital at any age. I am alert at any age. I am rich at any age. Sounds good, doesn't it? I am that I am at any age. You see, when we start saying, "When you are older, you are able to know these things. When you are older, you are able to do these things." Or, "When you're older, you can't do these things." You know? What has been the general consensus of people? That when they retire, they soon will expire. You like that? When they retire, they will soon expire, because that's the end. Now, the past retirement age people are suing corporations and government and everything for the right to work, for the right to continue using their genius in the corporation and not to be kicked out just because they're past that age, which is making room for the young people. But hey, there's plenty of room for young people. There's plenty of room for old people. There's plenty of room for all people, because this is a big world we're living on, and it's not getting any smaller. You say, well, it's so big a size. Yeah, that's true. But how many times, yes, you drive through busy cities and people like to live together. You know, they like to live in togetherness. Why? Because they can provide each other with a lot of amusements. The opera is not out in the middle of the desert, is it?
No.
And the ski slides are not up on top of the mountains. Well, sometimes they are. Mm-hmm. But are they always?
No.
No. They're where people can reach them. Just outside of Los Angeles, the Big Bear Mountain, you know?
Yeah.
And it has a wonderful ski slide. And people go there all the time. There's another one near Los Angeles, too. What is that called? There's another one near there. And people just love to go to them. Gregor used to go to them regularly when he was here. Amazing the things that Gregor did. But you see, now people are getting older, and they say, hey, just a minute. I can afford to do all the things I wished I could afford to do when I was a kid. So now I want to be able to do it. I can afford it, and I want to do it. I want a healthy body. And then the scientists are coming up and saying, well, you can't have a healthy body. And they said, you go stick it up your nose. I'm having a healthy body. I'm having a healthy body. I'm having a healthy body. They have this attitude, and then what happens?
Yay.
They have a healthy body. From, what is it, the 50s, the age extension of people's lives has gone up 20 years. Now, what has it gone up in the last couple of years? With all of the new things that they're doing and all of the... But you see, it's not extending life. It's not making life longer. It's doing what?
The expectation.
It's making life more enjoyable as you live longer. It's not the matter that you're going to live long in a sick body. I don't want to live long in a sick body. I don't want to live long in this and that and the other thing. You know how people say. Yeah. Well, that's stupid talk. What you want to say is, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my perfect spirit, mind, and body. So, I am young at any age. Now, I am old at any age, too. When you're a young person and you think that you're getting old, my goodness sake. I think you remember, and I don't want to push your privilege on this, but I think you remember when you were in elementary school, in grade school, remember?
Sure.
And you had these old teachers teaching you?
Yes.
And these old teachers were in their 20s? Ellen, the old teachers were in their 20s. Obviously, we had some old girls there and old guys, too, obviously, in their 30s and 40s and 50s, maybe. But the main teachers that you had in the younger grades were young teachers. They were people in their 20s and 30s, you know. They were, and we call them what?
Old.
We call them old. Because
they're older.
They called themselves old. They thought of themselves as old. They thought of themselves as more mature and that sort of stuff. Well, you see, that's a foolish thing to do. We name it and claim it. We name age and then we claim age. Now, I was reading through the AARP magazine, and in the AARP magazine, there are, about 10 people, 20 people in their 90s that are yet playing tennis, yet operating their businesses. And one of the senators from somewhere in the South, United States Senator, continued to be reelected every year, every 3 years or 4 years, whatever it was, and he continued to be reelected by the people because he did such a good job until he was in his 90s. And then he died in office, you know?
Wow, that's great.
And that is wonderful. That's what he wants to do, and he was trained to do it, and he was good at it. And he was alert. And even Ronald Reagan, when he was in there, he was in his 70s or 80s, and he was president, and I think late 70s or something like that. And he would fall asleep sometimes while he was in the middle of a conference. But he'd wake up, and he'd reassess himself to what's going on, and he was right on top of it. He's right on top of it. He was one of our most, not most, but one of our outstanding presidents. Mm. And he was one of our outstanding presidents because he liked himself. Now, his body was getting ready for Alzheimer's, and he didn't know that. But in getting ready for Alzheimer's, it shuts off little things here and little things there. And even so, he was so alert and so able and capable of being the president that he just continued. In fact, they reelected him, remember? Mm-hmm. I mean, now that's amazing. Yet it's really not amazing, because in many offices they do this. And here he came from a B movie star off to president of the United States, which I would say is A, which is in the A category. Well, again, I am young at any age. And I name my age. And I always go around telling people I'm 25. I shouldn't do that. I should just say, I'm young and vital, dynamic and alive. I'm young and vital, dynamic and alive. You see, that's the only thing that we want to be, is young, dynamic, vital and alive. Remember the story of Alexander the Great? How old was he when he died? I think he was in his 30s. He's just a young man when he died. And yet he had traveled over this then unknown world and conquered it. But you know the strange thing about Alexander the Great? Every country he conquered, he had them keep their own government and religion. They merely had allegiance to him. He had them keep their own government and religion. And his people, his countrymen, did not think they should keep their own religion and that they should keep their own government. His countrymen felt that they should slaughter them all and take all their goodies and, you know, go home with all the loot. And so that's one of the reasons, if not the reason, that Alexander the Great died. They say he was poisoned. And he was probably poisoned by one of his staff who felt, hey, you can't do this. We want loot to take back, you know. We got girls and wives to satisfy back home, and we got to take this stuff back to them. And we'll take these people as our slaves to carry the things that they used to own and bring them back. But you see, this is what happens. Now, did those people live very long? Quite likely not, because they lived in that pseudo-luxury. Now, if we want to live a long life, we merely say to ourselves, I am vital, dynamic, alive. And say it and mean it and live it and never give out any attitude that we're not that way. I keep saying to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, chest out, chin up, shoulders back. And so Ingeborg went to her doctor the other day, and the doctor was her lung doctor, and she went into the office. And the doctor says, now, I can't make any adjustment on you with you standing the way you are. Come on, shoulders back, chest out, chin up, you know, the very thing we've been telling her here. And every time Ingeborg put her chest out, shoulders back, chin up, she looked about 30 years younger. Well, now, since Ingeborg confirms to us that she's 25, and she's 30 years younger, so it's 5 years before she's going to get born. She's just a little nothing yet, you know, just a thought, not even a gleam in her mommy and daddy's eye. But you see, this is what we do. The doctors say these things, but we take them as a meaning for medical diagnosis. And what are they doing? They're giving us a metaphysical diagnosis of lifting us to the consciousness that we want to be in by the thoughts that we want to think. You see, one of the things that I would like to impress on all of us is that if you want to die, live in the past. The more you live in the past, the more you bring the past in the present, and the more you get closer to dying. The more you live in the now, the longer you live, and the better you live. Now, Sylvia told the humorous detail about this guy wanting $1 million from God, and he said, God, I'd like to have $1 million. And God says, now just a minute.
A second.
My story. God says, just a minute. What do you mean you want to have $1 million? Well, you said that a second was $1 million, you know. A penny is $1 million to you. And a second is nothing to me. So just give me $1 million. And God says, okay, in a second. And a second is what?
1 million years.
1 million years. So in 1 million years, he'd get it. Now, you see, we subtly do this to our consciousness. We don't think what we're saying. We're forgetting that when you say it on one foot, it means the same thing on the other foot. When you say it in one side of your mouth, and it's the same thing on the other side. You cannot have the dualism. You cannot do those things. No, you shouldn't. You cannot do those things. Because if you do those things, then what happens? If you do those things, then you are a dualist. You are doing things in an incorrect way, and you're going to get an incorrect response. So I'm proud of the world as they protest that they're young. I'm proud of the world as they protest that they are dynamic and forceful. I'm proud of the world as they are aware and alert of things that are going on. I'm proud of them because they are hearing who they are, and they are listening to who they are, and they are being who they are. I'm young at any age, because at every age I'm young, I'm vital, alert, and alive. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. Now, are you young, alert, and alive?
Yes.
And vital?
Yes.
How did you get that way?
Always well.
That's my nature.
Yeah.
That's my nature. So, join with me and say, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.